Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 48 of Blissin' Up. As I said that, I just realized today is my husband's 48th birthday. Now, I knew that I was going to be recording an episode that landed on his birthday because I knew his birthday landed on a Sunday. What I didn't notice was that it was my 48th episode and it is his 48th birthday. I mean, you guys, I literally cannot make this up. Like, the synchronicity is insane. It's just, how cool is that? This is when I say I become insoportable, because insoportable means like you can't stand yourself because you're just so giddy or whatever. I'm having a little bit of a moment here with that. Sorry. Okay, I'm bringing myself back. Yes, okay. So today we have a lot to cover on this beautiful 48th episode. First, it's the last Sunday of the month, so hopefully you already know what that means. And if you don't, I'm about to tell you. On the last Sunday of every month, or on the last week, it doesn't have to be, these formulas don't have to be super rigid. I just happen to do it on the last Sunday of every month, or the very, very first Sunday of the month. This is an opportunity for us to implement our Live with Intention framework, which I absolutely love. Now, this framework is intended to help you sustain a life of integration of principles, a life of alignment where you are always bringing yourself back to your North Star, a life of intention where you are really paying attention to what's going on around you, what season you're in, what rhythm you're in, and moving forward with mindfulness, right? With real attention to the life that you are trying to create, right? A life that sparks bliss, a life that is on path towards the highest version of yourself. And I think deep down inside, we all know what these things are. I mean, I see this all the time when I talk to clients. If you ask them, like, you know, they may come to you or they may come to me because they feel like they don't know what to do. But if we sit down and we really like dig deep, they know what to do. They know what to do. They may not know how to implement it. They may not know how to sustain it. They may not know how to integrate it into their current circumstances. They may not even understand how to think about it to make it real, to make it a real life. But they know what to do. It's very fascinating. Okay, so today is the day where we get to notice what was going on last month, what was working, what wasn't working, what did the month bring to us, what was the energy of the month, what do we want to leave behind that didn't work, what do we want to carry forward into the next month. Then we get to name the month. What energy are we stepping into? What do we want to focus on? What is the theme that is going to carry this month, that's going to guide the way for us? And then we spend the month nurturing that. We nurture the habits, we nurture the thoughts, we nurture the decisions, we nurture the theme that we set for the month. And we do this every single month, and then we do it again at the end of the year, and this becomes what Emily P. Freeman calls a lifestyle of reflection. It is a reflection lifestyle, which changes the way you show up in this world. You look a little bit back, you look a little bit forward, and then you live fully in the present. It's a beautiful thing. Okay, so that is our task for this episode. And in honor of my husband's birthday, I also want to share a little bit about him and about our story. Because Orlando is one of the most intentional people I have ever met. I often say that I spend my life reading personal development books and learning personal development tools, and I also spend my life watching him implement them in the craziest ways without reading the books. A lot of it he does guided by intuition. Maybe he picks up a little bit of something from being with me. I don't know. But I've seen him throughout his life make radical transformations and just implement so many of these tools, and it's made him the person that he is today. And I'm just so honored to be married to him, and I'm honored to celebrate him on this beautiful sacred Sunday. So anyway, that's what we're doing. So let's start with the framework, the intentional framework. I'm gonna rush past this. I'm gonna let you do this one on your own. If you ever want to go back and listen to other episodes where I explain the notice and name and nurture process, I invite you to do that. If you go to my show notes, every single month I have this episode, and what we do is that Jaywan, my editor, always posts on the show notes the episode of each month, which is a great way for you to go back and reference. You can listen to all of them, just so that you know, even if the episode is not of the month that you are listening to, there's always something there for you to hear. It's incredible. So you could just pick one of them and listen to it, and I guarantee you there will be something for you there. But this month, I've been thinking a lot about what happened in March. The Blissen Up theme for March was Magnetize March. And what I noticed was that that theme created an energetic month. What I mean by that is I realized that just by changing your thoughts about how you show up in the world, you start to change the way the world responds to you. There's an energetic vibration that happens when you think certain thoughts, when you believe certain things, when you focus on certain things. And that was what March was all about. Now, I'll give you a very concrete example, which is just wild, but I had set this intention and I got a DM on Instagram from a girl who has a podcast, and she was looking to interview me on her podcast. She was referred to me by a former client of mine who's also a client of hers. And she said, "Hey, listen, you know, this girl speaks very highly of you. I've been looking through your Instagram. I love your content and I think it'd be a great fit. Like, would you want to do a podcast episode with me?" So I researched her a little bit and we agreed that we were going to collaborate. And she sent me a link to send her all of my information, right? So I booked my podcast episode date. I had to upload a headshot and my bio, you know, all the things you have to do. And she then responded to my email and said, "Oh, we're all set. Great. Thank you for this. I will see you," whenever it was that we had scheduled the episode. And then she sent me another email with one sentence. And it said, "By the way, just had to share, I love the headshot you chose. You have such a magnetic smile." I couldn't believe that she had said that. I had just chosen the magnetized theme. I don't think I had even put it on Instagram yet. And she wrote to me and said that I had a magnetic smile. And I knew right then and there that there was an energetic vibration going on in the air. That was one of the little breadcrumbs, the little synchronicities that I enjoy along the way. Now, I have a framework that I use also called the DARE. And DARE is an activation framework. And the E in DARE is enjoy the magic and the synchronicities. And that was one of those moments where I am enjoying the magic and the synchronicity of the life I am daring to live. So that's what I mean about it being an energetic month. And in noticing this about March, I got to thinking about other months, and not every month is an energetic month. For example, I remember when I did Close the Loop October.
that was a productivity month. That was a, you know, just get out there, roll your sleeves up and check the boxes and do the things that you need to do. Really tap into your grit, really expand your capacity and make sure that you get things done. That was different than Magnetize March. There was another month that I had about a year and a half ago before I had this podcast where I did Different December. And Different December was also a productivity month because it was inspiring me to do things differently. Just change the script, do things differently. But there was a lot of doing in that month. Some months are emotional months. It's about paying attention, about being with yourself. It's about resting, about stillness. Some are energetic months, which is about your thoughts. Some are productivity months, which is about your actions. Every month has its own energy and it guides you in a certain direction. It's very seasonal and it is very rhythmic. And I think at the end of the month, at the end of the year, if you've paid attention and you've kind of followed the flow of your year, you will find that there is time for everything. There is time to think, there is time to learn, there is time to feel, and there is time to integrate. And you get to do all of them, and you don't have to do them all at once, although sometimes you do a few at once, but you don't have to be everything and do everything at the same time to have a successful life. You get to go with the flow of the seasons as long as you're being super mindful and intentional about it. So then that brings me to what April is about. And April, to me, is about taking aligned action. That is what I'm naming April for myself and for Blissen Up. Because we just came from an energetic month, and now it's time to use that energy and that momentum to turn it into aligned action. Aligned action, which happens to be the A in my DARE framework. It's taking aligned action with the dreams and the desires that you have. So March, you start gaining this momentum, and in April, you take action. This is also very aligned with the season of spring. So we have just come out of the winter season. The winter season was a time to dream. It was a time to rest. It was a time to go inward. It was a time to go to be still. And now we are in full-blown spring where the flowers are blossoming, the sun is out, the weather is glorious, and there's a spring in our step. We get to take aligned action with our lives. So this April is all about nurturing the doing of the things you've been dreaming to do. This is the month where you roll up your sleeves and you get to work. You start doing the things. You pick up that momentum. You put procrastination aside. It's time to get to work. So I wanted to share this story about my husband because it was around this time in 2019, I want to say, that he dared to take aligned action in one area of his life that had been a sore spot for many, many years. So obviously my husband's birthday is on March 30th. So very aligned with, you know, every year on his birthday, he is stepping into spring. So that's kind of a cool thing. But in this year, in 2019, we were spending the weekend in Fort Lauderdale having a staycation so that we can go see the show Dear Evan Hansen. We were very into theater at the time. We'd see plays all the time. So Dear Evan Hansen was at the Broward Convention Center. And, you know, we decided we were just going to enjoy the weekend and center the whole weekend around the play and around his birthday, just the five fingers, us. So that's what we did. We went to see the play. We actually did our very first escape room and that on that weekend, which opened up a Pandora's box of escape rooms that we spent the last, how many years has it been? Six years enjoying. And
And we were just hanging out. And on one of those days of that weekend, we went to go eat at a sports bar. And we sat down and there was TVs, you know, up on the roof all over the sports bar. And as we were watching, you know, eating and watching TV or whatever, he looked up at the TV and he saw an MMA fighter with this incredible build, just beautiful physique, fighting. And he had just decided that he wanted to tackle this sore part of his life they'd never been able to tackle, which was his weight. Orlando had been struggling with his weight. Geez, since I met him, I met him overweight. He was not fit when I met him. But so he'd always had this issue, and he tried like 1,000 different diets and all this kind of stuff. But on this particular day, he had decided he wanted to try one more time. And if you've ever heard of Ed Milet, Ed Milet has a beautiful book called The Power of One. And it's like the one more try, one more chance, one more phone call, one more attempt at this, at your life. It's like there's power in one more. So Orlando had tried many, many times to lose weight. But in this moment, he wanted to try one more time. And he told us, he told the kids and me that he really wanted to just get very serious about changing his life and losing weight. And he looked up at that TV and he said to us, "A year from now, I'm going to look like that MMA fighter." And to be honest with you, we all chuckled. I was like, "Oh, okay. All right, Orlando, that's great." And except for Justin, my middle child. Justin looked at him with these big eyes and he said, "I believe in you, Daddy. I know you're going to do it." Orly, Ryan, and I, we weren't quite as supportive, but Justin believed in him. And here's the thing. I thought that he was going to lose weight, but again, this wasn't his first rodeo. So I had seen him try to lose weight before and kind of not lose weight. So I guess a part of me questioned whether he was really serious about it this time or not. And that's something that has to come from within you. Like, you don't know until you know that you're serious. And then you have to show the people around you that you're serious. So he still had that work to do. But on this day, he looked at that TV and he said, "I'm going to do it." And he did it. He freaking did it. A year later, we were sitting in our backyard and he was doing pull-ups in the play yard of our kids. Our kids had like little monkey bars and we were just having one of those relaxing outdoor days. It was a beautiful day in Miami and he was there doing his pull-ups. And Justin looked at him and he said, "Oh my God, Daddy, you look like that MMA fighter." And he was right. My husband had completely transformed his body. I mean, completely. If I could show pictures of this on this podcast right now, I would show pictures, but I'll share them with you on Instagram, I guess. If you want to see them, send me a message and I'll send you the transformation pictures. It's pretty incredible. But he went, he lost, I don't even know how much weight. I mean, he lost an incredible amount of weight, but more than, he didn't get thin. He became an MMA fighter. Like, he got built. He became a bodybuilder. He went in and started doing some crazy weights and he really transformed his body. And my son in that moment pointed it out. And it had been about a year, maybe a year and a half. I don't remember exactly how long, but he did it. He did what he set out to do. And it all started on the last weekend of March, right before Aligned Action April. And at the time, we weren't theming the months. But like I said, I do all the work in personal development and I watch my husband integrate all of it intuitively. It's fascinating, but that's why he's my husband. Actually, it's funny that I just said that. And this is really important because I don't believe that we have, or I've never believed in the past, honestly, that we have one soulmate in this life. Like,
You have one person that is like the person that is supposed to make you happy your whole life and the one person you're supposed to be with forever and ever and ever. That may be the case for some people, but I don't necessarily think it's the case for everybody. I've always had this theory that you find the people that you're compatible with in the area that you're with. But what if like your soulmate is in Alaska and you're in Miami and, you know, how are you going to find that soulmate if the soulmate is in Alaska, right? I mean, it's just, it's hard in my mind to think that there's one soul that's floating around this earth that is like the right soul for you. I think the more reasonable, rational thought is that there are probably lots of souls that you would be compatible with and you would take different paths with if you were in that life, right? So you could probably be happy with more than one person in your life. And you see this oftentimes when there's a widow, a widow of a person who is very happily married, and then this person widows, and then you think, oh my God, that person's life is over. But then they find another person to marry and live a beautiful life with, and it's a different journey, and it doesn't diminish the love that they had for their first spouse that they widowed from. It doesn't change the soul connection that they had, but they can still establish another soul connection in this lifetime and still be very, very happy. I've seen that happen. So I really don't think that there has to be one person that's meant for you. I actually think that that's a trap that we get lost into thinking. And maybe one of the reasons that we get divorced or that we live in unhappy marriages is because we feel like we got it wrong. Like, I made a mistake, I got it wrong, this wasn't my soulmate, and now I'm stuck, or I need to get out and try again because I have to find that one person, as opposed to realizing that maybe your soulmate is in the journey. It's the whole process. And even though I think all of these things, I look at my husband and I feel like he is the one for me. He is the soulmate of my life. He's the one that I'm supposed to be with forever. Not because he's my only soulmate, but because I can't imagine a life or a path that didn't include the journey he and I have taken together. The transformations, the struggles, the triumphs, the challenges, the pain, the joy, the passion, the humor. I'm so grateful for all of it. I'm so grateful for him. And, you know, I look back at when we first got married, and sometimes I think to myself, there were some red flags in my relationship. He was very overweight. He didn't make any money. He drank too much. I don't know what else there were. Those were pretty much the red flags. But I think about what magnetized me to him, what attracted me to him. And it all began with, first of all, I was very attracted to his intellect and his humor. I knew how smart he was and how funny he was. And I just loved his company. I loved his wit. I loved his way with words. I just loved that about him. So that was the very first thing that drew me to be a good friend of his, because we were friends first. I just loved his company. So that was that. But then the thing that attracted me to him as a husband was one day we were in his mom's house and she brought down a collection of books that he had. And I've shared this on Instagram before. And they were children's books. And they were books that she bought him in college because he had taken a children's literature class and he fell in love with this author. And she had bought him these books and dedicated them to him, but I guess she'd been storing them for a while. And my mother-in-law's a super minimalist, so she does not like to have stuff in her house that doesn't belong to her. So she had this little box and she grabs it and she's like, hey, listen, you have your own apartment, take your books. So he opens the books and he starts reading them out loud. And I was there with him. And there was something about this grown man. He was 28 at the time. 28-year-old man opening a children's book with such delight and reading that book. And I just looked at him and I thought, he's going to be an incredible father one day. he's a good man. He's going to be a good husband and a good father. I mean, a man who reads children's books as an adult is going to be a good father. I don't know why. That was my download. Like, that was the calling that I had. And that magnetized me to him. It was deeper than his looks or his anything. It was just that. And I loved his family. I fell in love with his family. He came from a good family. And I thought, this man has good bones. Like, this is the man that I'm going to be with. So I didn't care that he was overweight. I didn't care that there were some red flags. I fell in love with what he represented. And now, looking back, I think to myself, I am so glad I ignored the red flags. I'm so glad that I went with my intuition, that I followed the calling to be with this man, because what I chose were the things that were solid, that were foundational, that last forever. What I ignored was the superficial things, the things that weren't who he was, but rather a result of choices and habits that he had in his life. And even though I didn't consciously understand this at the time, I guess maybe I was in training for this when this happened, but I understood that your choices and your habits define you until you decide to change your choices and your habits. And then you can create a new definition, a new identity. Those habits can change, and that identity can be replaced, which means that those choices and those habits are not who you are, but rather who you are choosing to be right now. And that is temporary. Now, for some unfortunate souls, they have habits and they make choices that never change. And they become more solidified into becoming a person that is further, further away from their highest self. And they just never go back. But in my husband's case, he did make the change. He did choose differently. And, you know, now I take you back to the beginning of the story, which was when he made that decision in 2019 to change his body composition, to change his physique. I've often questioned what it was that was different between this one last time and all the times before. And what I will say to you is that what changed was that by the time that my husband made that declaration in 2019 on that sports bar, he had spent the last 4 years changing his identity. And he did that by starting with core. He had to gain clarity on where he was in his life and what was going wrong and what he needed to change. He needed to organize his life according to his priorities, which have always been very clear. His family, his children, the life that he had built. Orlando always had clarity about that, but his habits were not supporting that clarity. So he had to really change a lot of things. He had to tap into his resilience in a way that he had never tapped into before. And he had to develop emotional intelligence. He had to develop the strength to delay gratification, the emotional intelligence to understand why he was making the choices he was making and why he was making the changes he was making. And he got strong in his core long before he ever decided to change his body composition, to lose weight. And every time that he had tried before, he was trying to lose weight without a strong core. He was trying to lose weight superficially by a quick fix or a fad diet or a temporary change. But by 2019, when he did that power of one more try that Ed Milet talks about, he was different at his core. He was a different human. And because he had really strengthened his core, he could dare to try to lose weight again. And that is when he started living with intention, weight-wise. And it was way easier. It was way quicker. And the transformation blew our minds. It was way more transformation than we could have ever imagined. So on that day when Justin was sitting there watching him on the monkey bars and looked up and said, oh, Daddy, you did it. You look like that MMA fighter. Orlando had accomplished that dream that he had sitting in that sports bar just 1 year earlier. And it all started the last weekend of March, right before the spring awakening. And he spent the entire year and has spent every year since nurturing that identity. Today, at 48 years old, my husband looks better than he's ever looked in his life. He's strong, he's fit, he's healthy. But even more importantly than that, he has built a life that he is so proud of. He's built a life that I'm so proud of. We've nurtured a marriage that is strong and solid and beautiful. And as the years go by, it seems it keeps getting better and better and better. But it's not something that happened overnight. It is the culmination of the last 18 years of our lives where we've been working towards building this life, changing the things that needed to be changed, strengthening our core, daring to thrive, living with intention. And it was slow. It was little actions, little steps, little habits, one by one by one by one, tackling each transformation one at a time before we could get to the next one. So the last thing I'm gonna say about this is, I remember that when my husband turned 30, my mother-in-law had a thought at the time that if you get to the age of 30 overweight, you're going to be overweight for the rest of your life. And she was so worried about her son because my mother-in-law has dedicated her life to being fit and healthy. And she wanted so desperately that her son lose weight and be thriving and be fit and healthy. And he wasn't. And I remember her telling me this, like, God, oh, you know, because he had been on a diet before, but he had gained all this weight and he hadn't worked. And we're celebrating his 30th birthday. And she's like, God, oh, you know, he just turned 30. It's like, that's it. You know, that's it. If you turn 30 and you haven't lost weight, like, you're never going to lose weight. Because I think there was at the time, this was many years ago, this idea that we have a fixed mindset that, you know, that it, as we get older, it becomes impossible to change. But, you know, life continued. And I don't know if I believed that at that time or not, but, you know, it was definitely his truth at that moment, right? Your perception is your truth and your reality. And at that moment, that's what it looked like it was going to be. And I am so glad that at 42, he sat in that sports bar and didn't think, oh, it's too late. I didn't do it when I was 30. Here I am, 42. It's too late. I can't start now. I can't change my life now. What does it matter now? On the contrary, at 42, he was like, this is the time to do it. I got to start right now. And then he did get in shape. And then he would joke with me and he would say, you know what, Caro? Anybody could be fit in their 20s and 30s. That's easy. But being fit in your 40s and 50s, that's a huge accomplishment. Like, that takes some serious discipline and some serious commitment. And I would laugh and I'd be like, you're right, man. This is quite an accomplishment. Because it's true. When we're 20s and 30s, everything comes a little easier. And then at 40s, it, like, your hormones change, everything changes, and it's harder to do these things. But here he is at 48, maintaining his fit lifestyle. Because he decided at 42 that it wasn't too late for him, that his life wasn't over because he didn't change his life at the age of 30. So all this to say that as we move into this April 2025, no matter how old you are, no matter what choices you've made up until now, no matter where you are right now, today is the day to begin taking aligned action towards the life that you want. Whether that means you want to lose weight, transform your body, transform your marriage, transform your financial situation, start a career, build a career, change careers, whatever it is that you decide that you want to do, whatever it is that you are being called to and pulled towards. If you listen to last week's episode, there are things that are calling you. There's directions the universe is pulling you toward. And you know, I thought about a lot about the episode that I shared last week, and I thought, sometimes we have to become the magnet. We have to become the force before we let the universe take us. Because before we have done the work to become the magnets, we can't discern if the universe is calling us or if the fear is calling us or if doubt is calling us or if our self-sabotage is calling us. But when you become the force, like I talked about in episode 46, and you create the identity of the person that matches the highest version of you, then the universe starts speaking. I think that's what happened to all of us. That's why we start with core. We strengthen our core, and then we can dare. So this April, what's it going to be? Are you going to start with core? Are you ready to dare? Are you already daring and you just need to continue integrating with the intentional framework? Where are you taking aligned action? What is it that you are going to incorporate this year? What are you awakened to this spring? These are the questions. And hopefully my husband's story has served you in some way. I hope it inspires you. By the way, I've been trying to get him to do an episode with me. So if this does inspire you, send me a message and encourage Orlando to come online and share his version of the story, his side of the story with you guys, because I think it would be very powerful if we both did an interview together. But I haven't been able to get him to do it yet. Not that he hasn't agreed. He has agreed to doing it, but we haven't found the time to do it. Like, we haven't made it a priority to do it. So, you know, a little enthusiasm on your part might be the trick to have him make the time to come on board. But I hope his story has served you in some way. And I hope you use this April to really begin taking aligned action in your life. And of course, if you need support with that, then I encourage you to reach out to me. This is something that I have dedicated my life to doing, not only with my clients, but in my life, my own personal life, in my home, with my husband, with my family. And I love to do this work with you. So, happy Sacred Sunday. I know this episode has been longer than usual. I hope it was worth it. And I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.